Oberland Restaurant and Bar, open Thursday through Sunday, features lunch and dinner selections from executive chef Amanda Lewis. Along with numerous options for meetings and events, ChickasawPoint.com for Overlook and ChickasawPointGolf.com to play golf. Chickasaw Point.
There's a reason Elite Custom Golf Carts has quickly become the upstate's top golf cart dealer with the best prices and largest selection. We make your buying experience easy. Our amazing staff can help guide you in the process. Also offering free delivery to over 10 states and flat rate delivery to many more. Now the upstate's largest authorized Evolution and Denago EV dealer. The fastest growing golf cart brands in the industry. Visit EliteCustomGolfCarts.com for more information. And go Tigers!
When you need to move, choose Tiger Moving Company for an affordable and stress-free experience. Our team of capable, trainable, and professional movers is dedicated to providing extraordinary customer service. Whether you're relocating across town or across the state, we work hard to ensure your move is seamless. Let's start your journey today. Visit TigerMovingGreenville.com and discover why we're the best choice for your next move. Voted best in the upstate for the past 7 years. Tiger Moving, the easy way to move.
Welcome to the Ingles Table, a delicious destination with recipes galore. Need to whip up a dessert, entree, side dish? No problem. The experts from the Ingles Table take you through it step by step with expert tips and advice along the way. Find the Ingles Table at ingles-markets.com or swing by the store and pick up your free copy of the Ingles Table magazine. And let's get cooking. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Waltip Tulip Road Rage, we have to move. Let me tell you about Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It's a condo hotel in Lake Hartwell, located on Highway 123, right across the lake from Clemson. It's heaven sent. It's paradise on earth. You have to see it to believe it. Pricing starts in the high 200s. Great as a vacation condo, investment property, or both. Save $40,000 with our condo sale. Act now to enjoy $20,000 off the price and another $20,000 in buyer's incentives like a rental subsidy or interest rate buy-down. We have studios available from $280,000, two bedrooms from $499, and three bedrooms from $690. Lakeside Lodge Clemson's a unique concept, blends the ownership of a vacation condo, the amenities of a resort. It's incredible. The resort includes an in-house bar and restaurant, traditions on the lake, pool and hot tub, fire pit, meeting space, fitness facilities. There's also a small-scale football field for families to enjoy, an expansive outdoor area for tailgating on game days. Lakeside Lodge is a place where people who love Clemson can gather for game weekends, lazy days at the pool by the lake, a week-long vacation, or a friend's wedding celebration. Condo owners have the option of renting out their unit while they aren't using it, or in the case of most of the two- and three-bedroom units, owners can lock off portions of their condo so they can use part and still rent one or two of the bedrooms depending on the unit. Great for Clemson parents who just want a nearby place to visit their college student. It's amazing. Go check it out. It's something you need to see to really experience. 888-786-3648. 888-786-3648. Whether you go, whether you call, tell them I sent you, it's how it works. You will 100% thank me later. And oh, by the way, all the biggest names in Clemson football lore, they're all behind this project. And they all hang out there. So it's the ultimate place for a Clemson fan. It's just unbelievable. To the phones, it is Bengal John and then Jack. Bengal John, John, good to have you.
Thanks, Walt. Thanks for taking my call. Absolutely. I've got a question about the Ole Miss LSU game. A couple of questions.
Yeah.
Last year, 26-29.
Yep.
They've got the over and under, I think, at 53. Maybe it's moved to 55. Somewhere in that vicinity. But with a better defense at LSU under Blake Baker, and then the ability of Lane Kiffin to make extremely good adjustments in game, do you think, first question, do you think that the LSU defense will be as prevalent as they have been? Or is this a game where Lane Kiffin exposes the defense?
Well, first of all, I'm assuming that Chambliss is going to be the starting quarterback, but I don't really know that for sure as yet.
That was going to be my next question.
Yeah, he's played really well in a small sample size, so he's looked really good. And obviously, Austin Simmons has talent, so they certainly have answers at quarterback, regardless of which guy it is. And I actually need to check on that because I'm not sure if we have any update on Simmons or whether they're just content with the way.
As of this morning, Simmons was going to be probable.
Okay. It'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see whether he gets.
But they use two, don't they? Well,
right. I think you might see both guys. I think that's the reality of what you're going to see. And I think that's how Kiffin wants it, to put as much on your preparation plate as possible. I think they have talent at wide receiver. I don't think you've seen the most out of Stribling yet. Stribling was at Oklahoma State. I thought he was terrific there. He's a big physical receiver. Harrison Wallace is sort of similar to that. So they have weapons like always, and as always, they're going to
look like they can run the ball too.
Right.
Look like they've got some backs that can move the ball.
As always, they're going to be good offensively. Now, I will say this. You know, in terms of the type of game it's going to be, and this is where it could go sideways from what your expectations are, I still don't think the Ole Miss defense is anywhere near what it was a year ago. I mean, a year ago, this was arguably a top two or three defense in the nation. I mean, you know, the entire defensive line is gone, which were all elite players, and I just don't think they have the same level of talent on this defense. So I think you can do some business against the Ole Miss defense. But, yeah, I mean, I would expect that, quite honestly, John, that this game is going to resemble that game from a year ago.
What are the attributes that you like about Chambliss? I mean, what is the one thing that stands out to you? I know they're both mobile.
Yeah.
But Chambliss is less mobile than Simmons. Am I correct?
Yeah, that's probably true. I mean, I don't think of either one of them as a guy who's going to make plays with their legs. I just think that I think both quarterbacks have been very effective. Now, you know, Simmons is a bigger guy. You know, he's a more prototype NFL quarterback. But, you know, so far, Chambliss is completing like 68% of his throws, and he's been really, really good. And, you know, of the two of them, from a mobility standpoint, you know, I would say that Chambliss is probably the bigger threat with his legs.
Okay. What do you think about tempo? How do you think that affects the game?
Yeah,
that's exactly what Lane loves to do.
Yeah, I don't really think that'll affect it. That's not going to be new to LSU in terms of what Ole Miss does. They've seen it before. So, you know, they'll be prepared for anything that Ole Miss throws at them in that regard. I'll tell you, it's a great weekend of games, and this is an enormous football game, a huge game between LSU and Ole Miss in terms of the SEC.
Is this a defining game to you? Is this one that makes the statement to you?
It is. Yeah, it is. I think we're going to have a number of those games this weekend. I actually think this is the biggest weekend of college football since week one. Where we had obviously some very big matchups, but now we're moving into the meat of the schedule. We're moving towards the midway point of the season, and these games get bigger and bigger. And yeah, this is a hierarchy game in terms of how this thing is eventually going to play out. And you know, look, the SEC obviously, based on their standing and their history, gets some maybe deserved favoritism in terms of playoff spots. So it's not like it's a loser leaves town game. It's far from that. But I do think this. I think the winner of this game is almost a certainty to go to the playoff, whereas the loser is going to really have some work to do.
And I got one final statement, Walt. Yeah. This is it, and I'll take it off the air. I think LSU is going to slow this tempo down. I think they're going to do that perimeter stuff. I think that they had success with that. Here's my point with that. Caden Durham has not looked like Caden Durham in the last 2 weeks. Obviously, he's been injured. They're calling him probable, but they've got two other running backs that are really, really good. Obviously, against Southeastern last week, both of them showed that they can play, but in big game situations, it worries me without Caden Durham because he can catch passes out of the backfield. He can do a lot of things with his legs. if he is truly questionable, I think you'll see more of that perimeter game and a slower tempo from LSU, kind of going back to what they did against La Tech when Nussmeier was not super, super healthy, to help slow down that defense. Because Ole Miss has always had our, for lack of a better term, they've always kind of had our playbook. And so I think if LSU can slow the game down and then make those vertical passes when they need to, I think this game becomes very interesting. If Ole Miss runs tempo and LSU can't stop it, I think this game is going to be a long day. Both of these teams are talented. But anyway, thanks,
yeah,
Walt.
Thank you, John. Good speaking with you. Yeah, I don't have a feel for that. That game is in our contest, isn't it, Ramona? Yes, it is. You know, listen, this is such a big week. Jacob, come to you 1 second. This is such a big week in college football that there were games that we couldn't get in the contest because there are just too many quality games. Like, we don't have, for example, I don't think we have Arizona State and TCU in the contest. That's a big game. You know, it's Arizona State, I think, is a slight favorite, but that's a really big football game in the Big 12. You know, and I mean, I think those are two of the legit contenders, along with Texas Tech and BYU. And the Big 12 actually looks pretty good at the top. We knew it would be competitive. Maybe it looks a little better than we thought. But, I mean, you have Florida State, Virginia. It's a big game. You have these are like some of the these are contest games. USC and Illinois, Louisville and Pittsburgh, ACC, Ohio State at Washington, LSU at Ole Miss, Auburn at Texas A&M, Notre Dame at Arkansas, Oregon at Penn State, Bama at Georgia, Kentucky at South Carolina. This is an incredible slate of games this weekend. I mean, you know, we talked about last week, I think, being a prove-it week. This is another prove-it week. This week is going to go a long way. You know, honestly, I think it's taken this long, but like in terms of trying to put together a poll and vote on a poll, I think we need the information that will be gleaned this week from these games. Jack and Easley. Jack, how are you, Jack? Good to have you.
I'm good. Thanks for getting me in.
Absolutely.
I have 2 points to get to regarding college football.
Yeah.
But before I get there, your Mets are really making you sweat for it, huh?
They suck. I mean, they don't deserve to be in the playoffs. I don't even care. You know what, Jack? They're so pissed me off that I don't even care. The only guy who really deserves it to be in the playoffs is Edwin Diaz, and then maybe Alonso and maybe Soto, but they just don't deserve to be in. And, yeah, they had this thing wrapped up long ago, and they have completely stunk up the joint down the stretch. So, yeah.
I saw your Twitter post about it, then I went and looked at the their schedule, and yeah, they've which I'm a Braves fan, so I haven't kept up with baseball in weeks. I saw Snicker said he could come back, and yeah, I haven't even looked at anything baseball.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, I turned my truck on about 25 minutes ago, and the first thing I heard was you saying big news for Oklahoma, and my eyes lit up, and the next thing you said was my tears out.
Yeah.
That is detrimental to them. If you watch their games, he's not like Hayes King, but they're like one man wrecking.
Exactly right.
Who's Oklahoma's backup?
Yeah, that's it. They don't really have one. I mean, their whole game is centered on John Mateer and Mateer being healthy, and that's the dilemma. I mean, you watch them, and your analysis is 100% right. They are very much a one-man gang. I mean, honestly, they're more of a one-man gang than Georgia Tech is. I mean, it's Mateer and the Mateerettes. You know, Michael Hawkins is still there, who played some last year. And, you know, he can run around and make some plays with his legs, but he's not John Mateer. You know, but they're going to need him to play well. I assume it's going to be him in the short term, and
yeah,
we'll find out.
Yeah, I saw that. I mean, they have a bye this week, but I know it's, as of right now, I was looking at it, and it's the Michael Hawkins guy for the Kent State game, which is Kent State, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, they got a few, maybe one or two receivers, but the run game has been non-existent,
yeah.
And they have Ott, and I was thinking Ott was going to be a crazy man for him, but he hasn't done much of anything.
Well, you know, remember, Yeah, remember, he didn't do anything last year for Cal. I mean, you know, his breakout season was 2 years ago for Cal when he rushed for 1,300 yards. And last year, he was hurt, he was banged up some, but he really was very ineffective when he did play. And so I wasn't sure what Oklahoma was getting in him, but you're 100% right. The run game has been non-existent, and they are the closest offense to a one-man gang in America, and Hawkins is going to have to replicate some of that stuff if Oklahoma's going to stay afloat while Mateer's out. And again, I don't even know what we're talking about. I don't know. There's no specifics as to this injury. I mean, right hand surgery does not sound good to me in terms of the likelihood of him coming back this year.
Yeah, because I was trying to find the timeline, because I'm thinking surgery, and I mean, maybe it's like a finger or something, you know, he needs something in his fingers, and I'm like, okay, well, yeah. Look at their schedule. And if Hawkins can play, if he can play a little bit, they've got a shot of just dropping one or two, and they'll be okay.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, it's a gauntlet. But I was going to call you this week before this news and talk about, I thought they'd be in the SEC championship, and I was going to say another team I could see them facing would be Missouri.
Yeah.
I don't know if you have any thoughts on Missouri.
Yeah.
But man, their running back, he looks like a literal wrecking ball.
Yeah, Hardy is. Yeah, he's tremendous. Yeah, I think you're all over it, Jack. I mean, I think that's really viable. And I have great respect for Eli Drinkwitz. I think he's one of the best coaches in America, and it's amazing what he does at Missouri. It's not impossible that could wind up being the SEC championship game if Mateer is healthy. Now, without Mateer, they're not getting there. I don't hate Hawkins. I mean, Hawkins is really dangerous with his legs, and you know, we'll see if he's evolved as a passer. I think that's the real question, and maybe what he's picked up from Mateer, we'll see. I mean, because he's going to have to fill that role. And like you said, the schedule for Oklahoma, the second half gets brutal, and I just don't know how they're going to face that without Mateer. Jack, good speaking with you as always.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Greg in Clemson, you'll be first up when we get back. Yeah, a lot of questions regarding Oklahoma right now, and not a lot of answers. Let me tell you about Ace Home Co. When a home's too hot or too cold, Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air is the team upstate families count on. They handle everything: repairs, installations, replacements, full maintenance for central air, heat pumps, ductless mini splits, and more. Heating too. From furnaces to thermostats, Ace covers every need with an upfront pricing and a 1-year labor guarantee. Their certified technicians deliver fast, honest diagnostics with the latest tools in the industry to solve the real problem, not just some quick patch job. Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air makes things easier with flexible financing, first-time customer specials, and discounts for veterans and seniors. And when emergencies strike, they're available day or night, bringing comfort back quickly and reliable. So in other words, if you're in the middle of summer, which we've passed, but if you're in the middle of summer and you lose your air conditioning, trust me, Ace is going to be there for you. Ace Home Co. will be there for you. If you're in the middle of winter and you lose your heating, Ace Home Co. is going to be there for you quickly, reliably. Proudly serving Greenville and the surrounding upstate communities, look for their bold white and blue trucks across the upstate. You know the trucks. Regular HVAC tune-ups help you avoid surprises. They help you avoid surprise unit breakdowns, high energy bills, and they extend the life of your system. And right now, Ace Home Co. is offering a free fall maintenance for new customers. That's $189 value. Visit acehomeco.com to schedule yours today. Tell them I sent you. You'll thank me later. Greg in Clemson, you are up first. You want to get in behind Greg? You haven't been able to get into the show for weeks. You can get in right now. Walt Tip to the Road Rage. Quick break.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Looking for a tractor that works as hard as you do? Come to Mahindra of Anderson, your local source for the toughest, most reliable tractors on the market. Whether you're working the farm, maintaining your property, or need heavy-duty power, Mahindra has the perfect tractor, UTV, implement, or trailer for the job. Buy it new, shop pre-owned, schedule your service appointment, or order parts with the best customer service right here in the upstate of South Carolina. Visit Mahindra of Anderson at 507 Pyramid Dairy Road or online at mahindraofanderson.com.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's best jewelry store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's best jewelry store, 11 years in a row, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, the Scratch Kitchen delivers lunch in the clutch. I mean, where else can you order a 29-degree draft beer and a quickie combo on your lunch break? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
With fall comes fall weddings. Grooms, don't let the big day get away from you without a visit to Roosters to look your best. Right now, Roosters is offering a groomsman party pack for grooms with a party of three or more. Grooms get a 50% discount on a gentleman's choice haircut and shave package and 10% off all in-stock products for the entire wedding party. What better time to look and feel your best on your special day? Call Roosters and secure your appointment time today. 864-884-892, serving the Greenville area for 12 years.
Join us live at Trammell and Mills Law Firm in Anderson on Wednesday, October 1st for the kickoff to Tigers for Tatas. The Mickey Filer Show starts at 6, followed by Facts on Sports at 9. All proceeds from merchandise sales go to Dabo's All-In Team Foundation. See you there.
It's the time, Tiger fans. Football season is here. Make sure your tailgate machine is ready for the season with a trip to Pendleton Tire Company. Whether it's tires, brakes, or that lift kit and wheels you've wanted, Pendleton Tire Company can take care of all your needs.
Hey, Tiger fans. Get ready for football and tailgating on a new set of tires from my daddy at the Pendleton Tire Company.
Listen to Cruz and go see his dad and the team at the Pendleton Tire Company in Pendleton or online at PendletonTire.com.
Dreaming of building your dream home on your own land without the hassle of having to draw plans from scratch? Introducing Homesites by Hunter Quinn Homes. From cozy and quaint to spacious and grand, our award-winning floor plans are the perfect starting point for your dream home, allowing you to customize our plans to fit your needs. Our dedicated local team will make the building process a breeze. Don't settle for a one-size-fits-all home. Search Hunter Quinn Homesites online to explore our plans and build a home on your land that's truly yours.
It's time to give your lawn the attention it deserves with Carolina Top Dressing. Is your fescue looking thin? Our expert fescue overseeding service paired with aeration is just what you need. But here's the secret. Without top dressing, much of that precious seed goes to waste. Why? Because seed needs soil contact to grow. At Carolina Top Dressing, we make sure every seed finds its place, whether it's in the aeration holes or covered by our premium top dressing mix. Don't let your investment go to waste. Visit CarolinaTopDressing.com to book your service today.
Coach Saban here, and let me tell you, every second matters. Preparation is everything, and that's why I trust Kidde Smoke Alarms.
And as North America's number one home fire safety brand, they're built to respond over 25% faster to smoke detection. Kidde helps protect what matters the most. Find it at the Home Depot, how doers get more done. Number one claim based on total household installations as of December 2023. 29% faster average smoke detection based on internal testing of smoldering wood fires for Kidde 9th edition versus leading competitor 8th edition product.
Life doesn't wait, and neither should you. Aleve can help you deal with pain less throughout your day. Whether it's a long day on your feet, a demanding workout, or everyday aches and pains, you need relief that can keep up when pain persists. Aleve is here for you with longer-lasting body pain relief compared to leading OTC-branded pain relievers. With just one pill, Aleve lasts up to 12 hours. Don't let those aches hold you back from doing what's important to you. Use as directed.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, now offering great sports talk around the clock. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Texter 359 says 3 to 4 weeks for Mateer. I haven't seen that anywhere. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, it probably depends again on how he heals individually and his timeline. And you know, and again, even if he could get back, can he throw? I mean, even if he can physically get back, you know, can he get back to throwing a football? Will he still have the control to be able to throw a football? Will the ball still spin the same way? We don't even really know what the exact nature of the hand injury is. So it's hard to say, but it's pretty devastating. Ramona, I asked you to pull up Oklahoma's schedule. Do you have that?
Yes.
Give me that schedule. Greg, I'll get to you in one
okay,
second.
Okay, you want off, you say. Okay, this weekend they're off.
Okay.
And then they have Kent State at home.
Okay, they don't need them for that.
And then it's versus Texas and Dallas.
They sure need them for that, and they're not going to have them for that. So that changes the whole nature of that game. Because honestly, I thought there was no way. I thought they were absolutely going to beat Texas with John Mateer. Without John Mateer, that changes the whole game.
And then they're at South Carolina.
It might change that game, too.
And then they have Mississippi at home.
Yeah. I mean, these are brutal games to have to go through without John Mateer. They need John Mateer for this stretch of games. And really, the stretch goes through much of the rest of their season. So you can stop.
Okay.
It's really disappointing because they were playing so well. And, you know, and the coaches didn't rank them at all before the year. I put them eighth. And like in our poll right now this week, the pipeline poll, map poll, we have them seventh. So, and the coach didn't rank them at all before the year. And they're deserving of this position. But can they maintain it without John Mateer? Listen, Hawkins showed some flash early last year. He's going to have to be really good. He's going to have to – his game is going to have evolved. You're going to have to hope he learned something from Mateer. Greg in Clemson. Greg, good to have you.
Hey, brother. I got a little change in my pocket going to Illinois.
Good.
I'm giving you – this is an underdog update.
Yes.
You ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Well, first of all, I think last time after I called – you and the caller behind me heckled me a little bit after I hung up, sounded like.
I don't remember heckling you. What did we heckle you about?
Just being me on underdog, you know.
I don't specifically remember that, Greg, but...
Listen, I'm an oak, so it's all right.
Okay, good.
And I will tell you I'm 100% on my gimme picks. So.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, it's good to be 100% on the gimme picks.
All right. So if you will indulge me, I'm on the Mets page right now. See, that's not an accident.
Yeah, that's a mistake unless you're going against them.
No, I'm there because that's your team, right?
Yeah, but they suck.
Well, then we'll go lower on what.
Yeah.
Like, for example,
yeah.
Soto.
Yeah, lower.
Soto 1.5. Runs, hits, RBIs.
Yeah. I probably wouldn't pick that one lower because he can hit. But by and large.
How about
who?
Lindor?
Yeah, he's been hurt really all year, but he's hit or miss.
All right.
Who do we have?
How about Peterson for the last strikeout?
Oh, see? Okay, now we're getting somewhere. Peterson, 4.5 strikeouts. Depends whether he goes three innings or six. And the Mets don't have many starters going six. But I don't know. I think he probably actually goes higher than that. I hate taking a Mets starter to do anything positive right now because, you know, again, the Mets were securely in the playoffs not very long ago, and then down the stretch they decided to lose eight straight. Then they won three of four, and you thought, oh, they're turning around. And then for their next act, they lost two of three at home to Washington in the last series, which you just can't friggin' do at this time of year. Now they have to go play at the Cubs, which is a lot harder than playing Washington at home.
I didn't mean to get you upset.
Yeah, it's okay.
This, sorry.
It's okay. I have given up. I honestly, like I say, the only Met who really belongs in the playoffs is Edwin Diaz, maybe Alonso, and maybe Soto, and that's about it.
I don't have about Marte 0.5 total bases.
Actually Marte's been hot, so I sort of like that.
Let's go higher?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm done. See, that wasn't hard.
Yeah, yeah.
I won't hold you responsible for your choices. Just don't heckle me when I hang up.
Hey, remember, I warned you. I warned you not to pick Mets. I warned you. Just as a general guideline.
Yeah, you did say,
yeah I warned you.
You did say that.
Yeah.
You did say that.
You forced me into Mets picks, and I've given you some.
I'm working on a new algorithm. But I can't talk about it. It's proprietary. I can't talk about it on the air.
You let me know when you figure out that algorithm. So this algorithm will have all the answers, Greg? Is that what I'm led to believe?
95% confidence level.
Well, 95% will work out just fine. You let me know when you complete that.
All right.
I'll be buying into that.
I'll check back later.
Yes. Thank you, Greg. Thank you. That's excellent work. I love Greg's calls, Ramon. Greg is a genius. His calls are inspired. You just have to pay close attention. Because he tries to subtly sneak stuff by you.
He does.
You know, like I'm 100% on my gimme picks. Yes, everybody's 100% on their gimme picks. Because Underdog will give you some gimme picks. Yes, they will. I'll tell you about that soon. Let me tell you about Twin Peaks first. First of all, in the month of September, we have Sam Adams Oktoberfest Steinhoisting, and that's every Friday. So we have one of those coming up this week, and it'll be your last one. You can raise your glass to Oktoberfest. Keep it raised for our authentic Steinhoisting competition. Join in Fridays in September at 6 p.m. this month for a chance to win weekly prizes and Sam Adams swag. How about that? Then it's also Brew Days in September, and we have one more of those, and that's tomorrow. Brew Day is back every Wednesday this August. We're celebrating one of our most beloved things, beer. Get to Twin Peaks and score 22-ounce Twin Peaks on draft for just $3.99 all day. How about that? You know, look, they have it all at Twin Peaks. You're a baseball fan, they got you covered down the stretch. If you're a football fan, college pro, they've got you covered. If you're a boxing fan, UFC, they've got you covered. There are 80 high-definition monitors in Twin Peaks. No matter where you sit, there are three or four above you. So you're going to catch all of the games. It's just absolutely incredible. And oh, by the way, late night, you don't need to wait for the weekend. We're serving scratch food and pouring quality cocktails every day after dark. Come by the lodge, experience the best late night in the league today, tomorrow, or any other day of the week. It's incredible. Trust me. You know, the 29 degree draft beer, giant man sized mugs, insane selection of mixed drinks, insane selection of bourbon and tequilas. The biggest surprise, you know about the beautiful women, the scenic views, but the biggest surprise at Twin Peaks, the food. The food, scratch-made kitchen, scratch-made food, it's all absolutely unbelievable. By the way, if you're looking for a job where you can have a ton of fun and make great money, Twin Peaks is the team for you. We're looking for Twin Peaks girls, cooks, bussers, barbacks, and more. Text WORK, the number 4, TP, capital, WORK 4 TP, to 85,000 to apply. That's, let me repeat that. That's 85,000 straight to apply. Trust me, you'll thank me later. And no one does happy hour like Twin Peaks. Whatever your preference, we have everything from tequila cocktails, extensive bourbon category, to top shelf spirits and cocktails served to rice balls, local craft beers, handcrafted whiskey cocktails, round out an adventurous drink menu second to none. And don't forget the 29 degree man sized drafts. You 100% thank me later. It's all at Twin Peaks. All right. We're talking a little bit about the pipeline poll, the most accurate poll, the top 25 map poll. And we hadn't got through the top of this, so I'll tell you where we left off. We left off at Iowa State. We have them at 13. I have them much lower. I'm just not a believer in Iowa State. I just don't think they're very good. Ramona, what's the rest of this schedule? Honestly, I think at best they're the fifth best team in the Big 12. I just don't believe in them. I think Rocco Beck is fine, but I don't like the Beckettes. I don't think they're that good a team. I mean, they were sort of fortunate to beat Kansas State, and Kansas State blows out. So I'm not high on them. I think they're, like I said, I think they're the fifth best team in the Big 12. I would take Texas Tech and BYU and TCU and Arizona State to beat them. I would take any of those teams to beat Iowa State. I just don't really believe in them. And so I have them obviously way lower than my mates at the map poll do. What's the rest of that schedule, Ramona?
Iowa State, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, their next game is Arizona. Home.
Okay, that's cushy.
Then they're at Cincinnati.
It's still fairly cushy.
Then they're at Colorado.
Well, look, this schedule right now, I mean, those are three of the worst teams in the league. So obviously they're benefiting greatly from schedule.
Then they have BYU at home.
Even that, you know, I'm not sure they beat BYU, but at the very least, it's home. I mean, you can't ask for a cakier schedule than this one.
Then they have Arizona State at home.
Do they play any real team on the road?
They're at TCU after that.
All right, they won't win that.
They have Kansas at home.
Okay.
And then they're at Oklahoma State.
Well, I don't know. I mean, honestly, that schedule is so easy moving forward. The toughest games are at home, with the exception of the TCU game. So, I don't know. Maybe that schedule's cozy enough to get Iowa State in. I don't know. We'll see. I don't like that. I don't love that football team. I don't know how they seem to get these sort of cakey schedules over and over, but somehow they do. So we'll see. Hey, let me tell you about Burn Digital. They are the other half of us. Your full-service digital marketing powerhouse. We handle everything from powerful SEO to cutting-edge digital video campaigns about the big and small screen. With services like advanced geofencing, we reach your exact local audience, get your message seen on connected TV ads, just like the pros. We understand this market, have all the tools to make you shine. Burn Digital is a proud part of the Roar FM family, the same quality and community commitment you know from your favorite station. Combine Burn Digital with an ad campaign on the Roar for the most potent marketing strategy. Discover how Burn Digital can make you stand out online. Go to theroarfm.com, click on the advertising tab to contact us. I promise you will thank me later. All right, quick break. Seminole Ted, you're up first on the other side. I've been asked if we're going to get some NFL stuff today. We are, so you can get in on that as well. We have a lot more college football to get to in addition to that. Quick break.
Nobody does dual enrollment like Tri-County Technical College. It's never too early for you and your child to think about college. The dual enrollment program at TCTC offers the opportunity to take two or more dual enrollment classes, and it's a cost-effective way to earn college credit. Your student can get a jump start on college, saving time and money. You and your child have options, so why not discover what dual enrollment at Tri-County can do for you? Find out more at tctc.edu/DE.
You've waited all summer for the weather to get a little cooler. Now, it's getting a little cooler, and why don't you join about 2,000 of your coolest friends every Thursday night for Jazz on the Alley in downtown Seneca. It's outside dining, great live music, and you, come on and join the party. Here's just a few sounds. By You want to bring your chairs just in case, because the tables and chairs go very quickly. And then join us every Thursday night at 5:30 for the Happy Hour Artists. This is a chance for up-and-rising young emerging artists to debut their talents right here at Jazz on the Alley. It's every Thursday night. If you want to know what's happening and who's playing, it's so easy. Just follow us on Facebook at Seneca SC Events. And then grab your friends, your cool friends, and join about 2,000 of your other friends every Thursday night right here in downtown Seneca for a little jazz.
The show continues after this quick timeout. Man, we're really having a great show today.
You know it.
Hey, you coming to my house for the game? No, because your toilet always backs up, man.
Yeah, but I'm calling Ace.
Okay, it was like 82 degrees in your house last time, and we kept popping that breaker.
That's why I'm calling Ace tomorrow.
The hardware store? I mean, you can't even use a screwdriver.
No, Ace, the one in the white and blue trucks.
Oh, right on. Okay, we're back.
For plumbing, electrical, and HVAC, visit acehomeco.com.
Your access to cutting-edge pain relief just got even easier. QC Kinetics is now offering virtual consultations with new patients. If you're living with chronic joint pain, you can meet with a QC medical professional from the comfort of your own home. This new telemedicine platform is exciting. It's time-saving as well. They can do it by phone. They can do it by video conference. You're going to get one-on-one attention to evaluate your situation, to see if you're a candidate for regenerative medicine, to see if they can get you treatment scheduled right there on the spot for long-lasting pain relief. QC Kinetics, the leader in cellular technology, regenerative medicine, they're helping so many folks right now. If you tried the drugs, tried the steroids, tried the surgery, don't do that. Do it with QC Kinetics right now. Schedule that consultation. Do it online, 864-766-8454, 864-766-8454. Virtual consultation, fast, quick, and easy and convenient. Call now, 864-766-8454.
Time to take your lawn to school with Grass Nerds, your local lawn care experts. Our tailored programs cater to all grass types, ensuring your lawn stands out in a class of its own. From weed control and fertilization to soil sample analysis, let the nerds be your grass professors. If you're tired of battling weeds and want to enjoy a beautiful lawn without the hassle, allow Grass Nerds to take the guesswork out of the grass work, where every lawn graduates with honors. Enroll today at grassnerds.com.
Honey, am I a procrastinator?
Well, for 4 summers, you said you were going to fix the dock.
I did?
You did. Every time a deck chair slid into the lake.
Well, maybe I am a procrastinator.
At Yoder's Building Services, we've got the best materials for any outdoor living project. From Yellowwood brand pressure treated pine to TimberTech composite and PVC decking.
You also said you were going to the gym.
I did.
Yoder's Building Services, where quality is a way of life. Visit goyoders.com.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator. For a free estimate today, call Central Electrical Services, the full service and warranty dealer for Generac home standby generators, at 864-556-8002.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition, and go Tigers.
The Upstate's home for the best coverage of the NFL Draft and the top 100 players is right here on The Roar on Road Rage with Walt Deptula, weekdays from 3 to 7 p.m., where every day is game day.
Disowned a few others than me. I guess it's because I kind of changed my direction. Lord, I guess I went and broke
Walt Dip Tulu Road Rage. You can get in really for the first time in a couple weeks. You can get in right now. So if you know what you want to talk about, you want to talk about your team. We haven't yet talked about your team from the weekend. We actually haven't reviewed anything from the weekend, Ramona, other than really Clemson football. We need to do a little more of that. So we will do that. Ramona, I have last week's game, a slate of games handy, if you would. Let me tell you about Underdog. Football's back. Underdog's the best place to make picks and win money all season long. You can play right now in South Carolina. Playing on Underdog is easy. You just pick whether your favorite players will go higher or lower on stats like touchdowns, receiving yards, interceptions, and more. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash, and you can play with as little as $1. I'm in the break room on going through games, and I'm not. I haven't settled on anything yet. I was actually. I guess I'm just like a sicko. I'm a glutton for punishment. I was actually looking at Mets potential plays. Like, you know, the Starling Marte thing over 0.5 total bases, I sort of like that because he's been hitting well. So I sort of like the Starling Marte thing. But I'm not decided on anything yet. I will be on something. I always am. I love Underdog. It makes all of the games just that much more interesting. Yeah, get a little skin in the game. Download the app today. Sign up with promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus, present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets down on underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms at _DFS_.h. Email for details. Consider the play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. You'll 100% thank me later. It's Underdog. How could you not thank me later? It's absolutely incredible. Back to the phones. It is CD and then Clark. CD, what's going on, CD?
What's up, man? I haven't been able to listen the last 2 days, but I assume that you've talked about absolutely nothing but the Panthers and the Panthers.
Oh, that's right? It. Yeah, it's just, all Panthers talk. Nothing.
But, how'd you know?
Yeah, nothing but Panthers talk.
You know, That's what I figured.
You know, it's coming up. It's coming up, though, CD. We're going to actually talk about the Panthers on the 12th of never.
Oh, come on.
I don't even know what happened on Saturday. I'm just going to leave that alone. And then I'll go back and listen to the podcast. I'm sure you'll tell me.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
On Sunday, it was the best Sunday I've had in, I don't know, 500 days or so.
Yeah. solely due to the Panthers?
Yes. Okay. Yes, for sure. I mean, it's mainly because we beat the Falcons, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You can't spell beat the Falcons without BTA.
Beat their brains in, too.
Yeah, I don't know where it came from.
Yeah.
I think it's a Falcons issue more than it's Panthers being good.
Yeah,
let me have my moment.
I think that's right. You take your little gains where you can get them when you're the Panthers.
No, for sure. 100%. 100%. Did they fire Gundy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's okay. You know, too little too late. They should have fired him a long time ago. I think he lost that program a number of years ago, and I think it's been absolutely obvious. They've given no effort at all defensively to stop anything in the last 2 years. None.
Right.
I mean, and so he had to go, and I think, you know, you might not remember this, but there was a period, and I don't know the exact time frame, it's probably like 3 years ago now, where there were like several internal racial issues. And I think he lost his team back then.
I mean, that's a fast way to do it, I tell you that.
Yeah.
Especially when those players are, their entire livelihoods kind of depended on some of the decisions that the guy at the top makes, right?
Yep.
Like, and that's what I think about. When I think about Clemson, I think that there's, I'm not saying that Dabo has those issues, but what I'm saying is everybody talks about the ingredients, and I'm saying you need a chef. If you can have the best ingredients in the world, but if the person baking the cake doesn't really understand what they're doing, then it's going to be different. But I think Dabo does understand. I think he's just lost a little bit of eyesight on what matters. You know, I had a friend from, because I've told you this, my niece plays lacrosse at Oregon. right? And I actually have, we went to a game when they played Rutgers and became friends with one of the guys on the team, the dads on the team. And he messaged me and asked me what was wrong and why we don't use the portal. And I said, you know what? Not using the portal today is like a CEO not using AI in his business.
Yeah.
You're just going to be behind. And when I look, I did a small deep dive in the numbers. It's like five of the last seven Heisman winners have been transfer players.
Yeah.
And it just feels like the transfer players just play harder because they've been through something.
Yeah.
And that was always something that you've talked about with like NFL quarterbacks. You want guys that have been through something because they're just more mature. And instead of us, you know, looking at them as immature because they want to transfer, I think we need to start looking at it in a different light.
Well, look, the way I view it is the way I've used to view the junior colleges. It's just another pool mm-hmm. of players. It's another pool
right.
of players that gives you a chance to make yourselves better. And if you ignore that pool of players and other people gain from it that you're competing with, then I think you do fall further behind. And I respect the way Dibble Sweeney has done it. I think I think his way is actually the best, the most moral way, the best way. But the dilemma is that not only are other people doing it, but in this particular case, if there's a poisoning going on to the culture, it's from the guys who are here. It's the internal
yeah.
guys who have poisoned the culture. And Dabo is going out of his way to protect those players. And I don't think that loyalty has been repaid this year. You know, he has not recruited. He has not used the portal to challenge those players. And he has steadfastly believed that this was the best way to go, that, you know, you go into these homes and you recruit these kids and you want to give them every chance to succeed. But the problem is when they then lay down on you because they're fat and happy and they've been paid, what do you do then?
They got a pension.
Right.
They feel like they got a pension plan.
Right.
Right.
And I think that's
happened. Sense of urgency.
Right. And the only urgency that's been seen are from the guys you brought in the portal.
Right.
You know, and the real problem there is you haven't played the other two enough.
You have not played them enough. I saw your comments about Smith, and he's got to get on.
He's got to play.
He's got to get on the field.
I mean, we heard about him all fall. You know, he's got to play. He's got some dog in him, and a lot of these other dudes just don't for whatever reason. I mean, I'll tell you, I found it sort of disturbing that, you know, he gets in, he makes this play, he breaks like five tackles, and no other Clemson player goes to dap him up or goes to, shout to him and celebrate with him. Nothing. He was like doing his own celebration. Not, I don't mean selfishly. I mean, you know, he was jacked
right.
up,
he was just in himself, right.
competing, right? And you would have thought that, you know, five other Clemson players would have done the same thing with him. No, nothing.
It's crazy because, I mean, the kid came. You know, the kid had a journey to get here.
Yep.
And this is his dream, and he's executing his dream. We'll help. Had a journey to get here. He was on one in 55
yeah.
at Purdue or whatever.
And they're playing like it. They play like they care.
Like, exactly. It, not even just care. They play like they appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah.
And I think that that's the big thing that we're missing. It's just guys that are, because that's what happened in the past. And the other piece is you have to change your philosophy a little bit around development, right? We used to do a lot of developing players over time and putting them here and putting them there. But nowadays, it's a season-by-season philosophy. You have, and I think Brad Brownell has actually done a really good job
yes.
of understanding
yep.
that. And he should take some notes from him and Backich, right? They've done a really good job of understanding, okay, I need to get dogs for this season. And then next season, we'll worry about next season.
The only other question I have, CD, is just how much of this is really just directly related to the quarterback. And I think it's an awful big piece of it.
You already know how I feel about that.
Yeah,
so
because, you know, again,
I'm not going to get into it.
Right, but the tried and true recipe that we've seen work here twice for a national championship is to have recruiting classes that rank from 7 to 15, have a legitimate round one NFL quarterback, and have round one talent at wide receiver. That's how Clemson has won two national championships. And I think that's the only way Clemson's going to win national championships, because you you know, the schools like Georgia and Ohio State and Texas, they're one or two or three every year in recruiting. So they don't need to necessarily have the most elite quarterback because their entire roster is elite in talent and depth. Clemson doesn't have that luxury. Geographically, Clemson does not have that luxury in terms of the number of players that are produced in the state versus those areas. And so you have to have the other ingredient. And, you know, Clemson thought they had that with DJ Uiagalelei. That didn't work. And, of course, he never had any receivers. And they obviously thought they had that in Cade Klubnik, and he's the 91st ranked passer in the nation in passer efficiency. And everything starts with him. It's like Dabo said after game one, look, if he doesn't play better, we basically have no shot. And he hasn't. And that's the reality. And without that piece, you know, it's like I said, at least until this last game, I think easily if you substituted you know, Trevor Lawrence or Deshaun Watson for Cade Klubnik in those first three games, Clemson wins all three of those games.
All three. Easy. Yeah. And I think that, like, when it comes back down to the adversity, when adversity strikes peace, I hope that we go get the guy from Cal. But I wonder how Denson or Vezina or – I'm going to go check out the kids from Gainesville. I'm going to go check him out on Friday because I'm finally home, finally in the U.S.
Yeah.
I'm going to go check him out on Friday, see how he is. but I think that, I don't know, man. There's some guys around the
country. CD, wink, wink. You traveling by boat, are you, CD?
Got to stay off the grid, Walt. Got to stay off the grid. I wish I could get my products to travel by boat a lot easier. That would help me a lot, I tell you that. But but yeah, I mean, let's get some dogs in here. And I'm out. I'm not out of the program, but for now, you know, I'm all in on the Panthers. My Saturdays are just ho-hum until further notice. Yeah. And then I'm going to go. You know, I'll be ho-hum on Sundays in 2 weeks. So.
By the way, CD, do you have any idea how many total yards the Panthers had in that 30-0 win over Atlanta?
I think, what was it, 180-something?
Yeah, it was like 200. Right? Yeah, they had like 200. Bryce Young had his usual 120, but somehow they won 30-0. So you take them where you can get them, CD.
You know what I'm not going to do? I'm not going to let you take away my joy today.
See ya.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Attention listeners, are you ready to drop up to 20 pounds or more by the new year? Well, at PhD Weight Loss, they've cracked the code with the Metabolic Reset System. Their science-backed method that gets your body to burn fat first, not sugar. Plus, they're the only program where they guarantee your success and your results. I can attest, I lost 24 pounds in 5 weeks. I've kept it off for years. No starving, no workouts, no risky drugs. Just a smarter system that resets your metabolism, shrinks dangerous belly fat, and keeps it off permanently. For radio listeners only, they are sweetening the pot for you by waiving your consultation fee, getting you 2 extra weeks of the program free, covering the cost of food during the program, and just for booking, you'll receive their 5 steps to reset the scale book for free. But don't wait. The guarantee and bonus package is only for the next 25 callers. Call 864-644-1900 now and mention code New Year. That's 864-644-1900. PhD Weight Loss. Reset your metabolism, lose the weight, and keep it off.
Hey, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of 2 national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
The Tigers don't start the season without practice, and neither should your HVAC system. Get the Blue Ridge Heating & Air Tiger Tune-Up Special now and save over $100. Expert service, just $89, boosts efficiency, prevents breakdowns, and extends your system's life. They'll even clean your outdoor coils if they're dirty. Call Blue Ridge Heating and Air today, a preferred Armstrong Air dealer, and mention Tiger Tune-Up for the $89 offer. That's BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com.
Tiger fans, are you all in? Then gear up with the Tiger Sports Shop, your go-to source for everything Clemson. From Nike sideline styles to exclusive Lululemon and the best selection of Clemson apparel, we've got you covered 365 days a year. Plus, by joining our Tiger Rewards loyalty program, you'll earn points and unlock exclusive perks throughout the season. Shop local at our two Clemson locations, Tiger Boulevard and College Avenue, or order anytime at tigersports.com. All in, all the time.
Go Tigers!
When there is a bad storm and your power goes out, will you be prepared? With a Generac whole home generator, you can be assured that you will have power when no one else does. At Davis Services, we can provide you with the peace of mind so you will not be in the dark. You will stay warm or cool and your food will not perish. Take advantage of the 500 instant Davis rebate towards the purchase of a 2224 kilowatt Generac whole home generator. And now get 7-year parts warranty when purchased before September 5th. Call 864-702-3512 today.
With fall comes fall weddings. Grooms, don't let the big day get away from you without a visit to Roosters to look your best. Right now, Roosters is offering a groomsman party pack for grooms with a party of three or more. Grooms get a 50% discount on a gentleman's choice haircut and shave package and 10% off all in stock products.